This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and welcome to another edition of Creative Impact. Each Tuesday, we get together with the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance. Her name is Deb Pollock, and the Arts Alliance is our content partner for this thing we do called Creative Impact, an exploration of the creative industries in Washtenaw County and how it impacts our lives. Welcome back, Deb.
David, it's always a pleasure to be in the Creative Impact studios with you. So transitions and succession planning are our topics today. Usually that brings to mind preparing in advance for the eventual departure of executives of a business. And, of course, that's the same for creative businesses and nonprofits. And our guest today is Mary Stefik-Blasky. She's been the executive director of the Ann Arbor Symphony Orchestra for the past 25 years. And last spring, Mary announced that she would retire at the end of this year. So let's welcome Mary.
Well, Mary, thank you so much for the time today. We are most grateful.
It's great to be with you both, Dave and Deb.
Does 25 years seem like a long time, or did it just kind of fly by?
It flew by. It's just kind of amazing the way there are so many people and board members and our orchestra members. It's all been one seamless cycle. It's just hard to imagine 25 years.
Well, Mary, the Symphony Orchestra was founded in 1928 in Ann Arbor as a community orchestra. When you became executive director back in 1994, it had only been a professional orchestra for about 7 years. Between that time and today, what would you say have been the biggest changes?
I love the question because this orchestra has really evolved. When I came here, the orchestra members were really, really wanting to make this a terrific orchestra. It was good because it had changed from being, as you talked about, being an amateur orchestra that I used to play it at one point, that I think we spent more time making cookies for the break than we actually did practicing. But the way this has evolved when I got here, the people were so committed to making great music. And over the years, it has become such a quality-conscious orchestra. It used to be that people made their professions something else. They were doctors. They were librarians. Mm-hmm. They were teachers. And then at night, they came and they played the Ann Arbor Symphony. But over the course of these past 25 years, the orchestra has changed so that this is their full-time job. It may not be full-time with the Ann Arbor Symphony, but making music professionally is their full-time job. They teach at the university, here at Eastern, U of M, Bowling Green, Michigan State. They have a stable of students to teach privately, or they are playing in the symphonies in Flint, in Lansing, in Windsor, Toledo, Michigan Opera Theater. So I think that's the fundamental difference that I've seen, is that the change in the professional level. And that's why you hear such great concerts from the Ann Arbor Symphony.
And absolutely, the reputation has shown that. So as I open the show, I mentioned that we're talking about succession planning, and planning is one of the things you're so well known for. You gave your board plenty of time to prepare for your departure, and then, as sometimes happens, the best laid plans get disrupted unexpectedly. So tell us what happened.
Well, we are very sad that our beloved music director and conductor, Aria Lipsky, who has been our conductor for 19 years, suffered a medical injury and is not able to conduct. So he resigned from the symphony this summer after I had already gotten the plans started for my departure at the end of December. So what we did was, knowing that this is an important organization that has the responsibility to be making music, the responsibility to our musicians and to our community, we did a number of things to really confirm the continuity of that quality of music making. We engaged our concertmaster, Aaron Borofsky, to be our interim artistic advisor, to work with the union to make sure that everything was there so he would have all the responsibilities and that the orchestra would have someone they could trust and look up to and know that this continuity of quality and artistic integrity would continue. And that was, I think, the most important thing, first step that we could do to make sure that the musicians who are the Ann Arbor Symphony product, they are the quality that everybody has come to love, would know that they are secure and that we have good guidance. And then we put together a search committee with the help of our board. We put a committee of 10 people together made up of community community members, orchestra members, board members, audience members, so that we can process through.
It's a very different process than executive director search.
You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with Deb Pollack, and our guest is Mary Stefik-Blaski, who's retiring after 25 years as executive director of the Ann Arbor Symphony Orchestra. We are talking about her retirement and that the symphony is also in search for a new music director as R.E.A. Lipsky stepped down this year for health reasons. And Mary, why did the searches for music directors for symphonies include so many different constituencies and also include a full season of tryouts or auditions?
It's a complicated and wonderful organization of a symphony orchestra because we have many, many constituents. It's not only the orchestra members that we need to have led by someone that they respect, that someone who can motivate and inspire, but it's also for the audience. You want someone to see that, yeah, this person's a leader. This person is a leader in my community. This person's a leader in inspiration in the schools and everywhere that the music touches. And that's part of what the Ann Arbor Symphony is, that we try to be there at every point in your life, from when you're a little to a most seasoned citizen. And so we need a person who's leading the artistic level of the symphony, who's as integrated into the community. So it takes a lot of stakeholders to endorse and select that next music director and conductor.
So you're going to be gone at the end of this year, and this process for the new music director will not be finished until after you're gone. Does that seem strange to you that you won't be part of the final decision making?
This is a interesting and all solvable questions here, because what will happen is our deadline for applications is the 15th of November, and so far we've had over 75 applications from around the world, as well as around the state of Michigan.
That's certainly encouraging.
The nation. And I think we're going to have probably 7,500 more by the time November 5th. So between November 15th and December 15th, the committee, and I am on that committee, are sorting through and culling through the applications, and we will have those final candidates identified by the end of this year, and they will be identified for which concert they are going to be conducting next year as the official search year. So I won't be there for the ins and outs of each concert making, but the plan will have been made so that we know who the candidates are by the end of this year.
And we'll look forward to seeing how those performances are scheduled and who we're going to get to enjoy over the course of the year as a final decision is made. But on a personal basis, Mary, what's next for you? What are you looking most forward to in your retirement?
This is an incredibly wonderful job, being executive director of this Ann Arbor Symphony. Work the board, the musicians, the great staff, the community of other arts leaders. What happens as an executive director of this kind of organization is that you are living in the moment. You are living 3 years from now, planning that season ahead. You're also looking back at, oh my gosh, what did I learn from the last concert or the last time that we did this? So that living in three different time zones, I'm looking forward to just living in the moment.
That's great. Well, Mary, you certainly have made your mark on our community.
Indeed.
Served it well and have been a great creative colleague these 25 years. We wish you well, know we'll see you often, and look forward to hearing reports about living in the moment.
I will be happy to report back. Thanks for interviewing me.
Thank you very much for your time and for all you've done over the last quarter century. That is Mary Stefik-Blaski, who is retiring after 25 years as executive director of the Ann Arbor Symphony Orchestra. And Deb Pollack, we'll look forward to another Creative Impact episode next week.
Absolutely.
I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.